This court judgment is great news for the mining industry. It says that the minister may not make law through the mining charter, that the charter has to be agreed to by industry. The practical effect is that mining companies don't have to keep empowering every time there's a change in shareholders. That's the principle of once empowered, always empowered. It also means a lot of ridiculous procurement rules fall away. Those rules lay down percentages for procurement from black-owned, women-owned, and youth-owned companies, and these make mining difficult and chase away investment and jobs. Now Minister Mantashe has to make a choice. Does he look for another way to reimpose these rules and once again make mining difficult? Or does he let it be and allow the industry to operate more freely? If he opts for freedom, he will see growth in mining and more South Africans having mining jobs.